Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Megillah. We left off three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. At the end of the line, Gam Vashti Amalka. We are continuing to just darshan the psukim, just go through the different psukim in the Megillah and elaborate and give different midrashim relating to each of these psukim. So the Gemara starts, Gam Vashti Amalka Asa Mishtei Nashim Beis Hamalchus. Vashti Amalka also made a party for the women in the Beis Hamalchus, in the royal house. So the Gemara asks, Beis HaNashim Yibayilei, it should have said that she made her party in the Beis HaNashim, in the place where the women would hang out. Why does it say in the Beis HaMalchus? It sounds like she made her party right near where the men were. So Amar Rava, Shnein L'dvar Aver Niskavnu. So Rava says, you see from here that Vashti was also evil. She also wanted to do things that were lewd and that were not appropriate kinds of acts. Hainu Damri, and that's why she made the party in such close proximity to the men. She liked the idea of having a whole bunch of drunk women and a whole bunch of drunk men in very close proximity to each other. It wasn't that she was an innocent victim of Achashverosh. She was also pretty bad. Hainu Damri Inchi, that's what people say. Yubukare. If the man likes pumpkins, his wife likes smaller pumpkins, meaning if a man likes bad things, to do bad things in a big way, his wife likes to do bad things in a small way. She's supportive of his kind of behavior. So the Megillah goes on, on the seventh day of the party, when Achashverosh finally got drunk, so what? What does that mean? It takes 7 days to get drunk? It takes like 7 minutes to get drunk. Why did it take till the seventh day that's for Achashverosh to get drunk? So Amar Rava, Yom Hashvi Shabbos Haya. No, what it refers to when it talks about the seventh day is Shabbos. The Jewish people on Shabbos, we eat and we drink. And what does our drinking cause us to do? Since we know how to drink properly, we start to learn Torah and we start to say nice Divrei Torah and praise of God. But when the idolaters went Ovdik Avodah Zarah, start to get drunk, they speak about these very inappropriate types of things. And that's exactly what happened at Achashverosh's meal. They started arguing about which country has the most beautiful women in the world. That's what they talk about when they get drunk. These people said the women from Madai, the other one said the Persian women. Says my wife is not from Madai, she's not Persian, she's a Kasti. Ritzon chum l'rosa, do you want to see her? Amrilom. So everyone said, "In Obelvat Shetei Aruma, we do want to see her, but only if she's going to be naked. Otherwise, we're not so interested." So Shebemida Shada Modid Ba Modid Lo, because you see the way a person behaves, that's how Hashem treats him. Why did Vashti deserve this terrible decree that she had to come in front of all the men completely unclothed? Because she used to do the same thing to the Jewish girls. She used to bring all the Jewish girls, Mafshita Narumos, Va'osa Ben Melach B'Shabbos, and strip them down and make them do work on Shabbos. So, as Hainu Duchsiv, Achar Advar Me'eluk, Shocha, Masa Melach Achashver, Zachar as Vashti, Vesashar Asasa, Vesashar Gazar Leah. That's what the Pasuk refers to, and the Pasuk says, that when the king finally his anger finally calmed down, he remembered Vashti, he remembered what she did, and he remembered all the gzeri he made on her. Shame she'asasa kach nigzar aleha. What does it mean? He remembers what she did and his gzeira. His gzeira was a direct result of what she did, meaning his gzeira on her to appear in front of him totally unclothed was exactly what she had done to other people. So what was her response to the request to appear naked in front of everybody? Vatimayina Malka Vashti, she refused. So ask the Gemara, Michti, Pritztavai, she was a total prutza. She was a woman who had no inhibitions about acting inappropriately in a sexual way. We just said that they both Achashverosh and Vashti were interested in these terrible kinds of behaviors. So considering who she was and her attitude toward these kinds of things, so why did she refuse? Why didn't she go in front of Achashverosh and in front of all of his friends? Something must have happened that would have been embarrassing for her. Appearing unclothed, for her, that's just par for the course. That's the kind of thing she does. Something else must have happened. Must have been that she had some sort of a breakout of tsara'as, a skin discoloration that would have been very embarrassing. Then of course there's the medrash that we all are taught, even in preschool, that the Malach Gavriel came and made a tail for her, and so she grew a tail, and that would have been extraordinarily embarrassing to appear unclothed with such a tail. So when Vashti refused to come, the king got very angry. Amai dolka bekule hai? Why did he get so angry? Amar Rava shalchalek. She didn't just refuse to come. She sent him the following message. Bar ahur yare da abba, you stable boy of my father. Meaning, who are you? You don't even come from royal lineage. You know why you're king? You're king because I'm the queen. My family is the real royal lineage. Abba lekabel al fachamri shasi velo ravi. My father could drink wine, the amount of wine that 1,000 people drink, and he still wouldn't get drunk. V'u gavri shtati b'chamra, and you right away become insane with your drinking. I mean, you get drunk so easily. That was the best insult she can come up with. That my father was a real man. He could hold his liquor. You can't hold your liquor. You're not a real man. Miad v'chamaso ba'arabo. And that got him angry. When he was told that he can't really hold his alcohol, that made him really angry. So main point number one, on Shabbos we see the difference between the way the Jews behave and the way the non-Jews behave. So again, number one, on Shabbos we see the difference between the way the Jews behave, where we sing, we say Divrei Torah and praise to Hashem, and the way the non-Jews behave, where they talk about lewd and immoral things. Main point number two, the pritzos of Vashti. The pritzos of Vashti is highlighted, and the only reason she didn't want to come to the king without any clothing is either because of tzara'as or because she grew a tail. So Vashti was a prutza. The only reason she didn't want to come to the king was either because of tzara'as or because she had grown a tail. Good. On we go. So the king said to all of his wise men, so man chacham, who are the wise men that we're talking about? The Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan that we're talking about. Yodei ha'itim, how do we refer to these wise men? People who know the times. What does that mean? Sheyodin la'aber shanim v'likba chadashim. They know how to decide when a year needs an extra month, an other bays, like we have this year, and when to establish the new months, whether it should be a 29-day month or a 30-day month. Amluhu dainu alisa. Chashver said to the wise men, okay, judge Vashti, figure out what to do with her. Amru hechinavit. So the chacham didn't know what to do. The rabbis didn't know what to do. How do you answer a king like this? Namely, Katala, should we say that he should kill her? Then tomorrow he's going to get over his drunkenness and he's going to say, I miss my wife. And he's going to say, rabbis, where's my wife? And it's going to be our fault that she's dead. Namely, Shavaka, should we say, just leave her alone? You can't say that. That's an embarrassment to the king. She was mezalzel in the king. So you're going to go and say, leave her alone? That would be an insult. So Amrullo, they said to Achashverosh, "Miyom shacharav beis hamikdash v'galinu me'artzenu nitla etzah mimenu." From the time that the Sanhedrin had to go into Gaulis, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we no longer are wise enough to figure out Dinei Nefashos cases, to figure out life or death cases. We can't pass, and it's beyond our ability. Go to Amun Nemov. They still are in their original places. They were never sent into exile. Just like wine that sits in its original sediment is much stronger and better wine, so to a nation that's still where it started off is much better and much more equipped. V'tayma amrule, and that was a very smart thing to say. D'chsev sha'anon Moav minu'ura v'shoketu el shmarav. Moav was quiet and calm from its very early days, and it's settled on its sediment, on like wine on its sediment. It wasn't, and this nation wasn't emptied from one place to another. It didn't have to go into Golos. And that's why it still had the taste and still had the proper scent. Meaning, when you don't go into exile all the time, you're much stronger. When you're sent into Golos all the time, so it weakens a person's ability to judge. So miyad va'korovelov karshna shesha and masatarsh. So right away he calls other advisors who are closer to him, and it lists their names. So Amar Rabbi Levi called pasuk zal shum karbanos nemar. This whole pasuk is really all about karbanos. Karshna, Amru Malachim Yisrael Simnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karshna refers to the Malachim saying to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Klum Ekrivu Lefnecha, Karim B'nei Shana, Kederuch She'ekrivu Yisrael Lefnecha. Hashem, did these goyim ever offer you a sheep that are 1 year old like the Jewish people did? Shesar, Klum Ekrivu Lefnecha, Shtei Sorin. When it says Shesar, it's the Malachim saying to Hashem, did these goyim ever offer you two birds that the Jews have korbanos of two birds? Admoso, what does that name mean? Klum banu lefenecha mizbeach adama. That's why admasa adama. Did they ever build for you a mizbeach made out of ground, made out of earth, like the Jewish people did? Tarshish, klum shimshu lefenecha bevigdei kuna. Tarshish means, did these goyim ever serve you wearing the Kohanim's clothing like the Jewish people do? Tarshish is one of the words that describes the big day kuhuna. Meres, what does meres mean? Klum meresu bedam lefanecha. Did the goyim ever stir blood of karbanos, mix the blood of karbanos in front of you like the Jews do? Marsina, klum meresu bemenachos lefanecha. Did they ever mix the karbanos mincha in front of you, the oil and the flour of karban mincha? Memuchan, klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha. Memuchan, did they ever prepare a table for you like the Jewish people have always prepared tables for you? The Jewish people set the lechem apanim on tables. So the main point number three, the Chacham didn't want to give advice, so they said that they're unable to be dandi nefashos. And we didn't get to this part yet, but Haman was all too eager to give advice because he's a fool. And let's see that part right now about Haman being all too eager because he's a fool. Vayomer Mumuchan. Mumuchan said, so who's Mumuchan? He's the one that spoke up. So Tana, Mumuchan ze Haman. Mumuchan is actually Haman. Vayomer Nikra Shema Mumuchan. Why is he called Mumuchan? Shemuchan lepranos. Because he was always set aside and destined for punishment. He was going to be hanged from the very beginning. Amar Avkana Mikan Shehedil Kofitz Brosh. What you see from here is that a moron always jumps forward and tries to cut the line. Meaning there's a higher over here. He was the lowest of all of Achashverosh's advisors. Yet who's the first one to answer? He's the one to answer and doesn't give any respect to the other people who were ahead of him in line. And that's why he was not going to be successful. Someone who's such a fool, doesn't even know his own place, is never going to be successful. Lios kol ish sorer bebeso, to have everybody be in charge in his own home. Amar Rava, il mala ikros harishonos lan shtayim sonei shal Yisrael sarur ufalit. If it weren't for the first letters that had this ruling that they had to, every man would be in charge, nothing would be left of the Jewish people. Why? How did this letter help? Amri, my hide the shadon on Nios Kalish Sarer Beso, because everyone who got the letter said, what kind of fool sends a letter like this that every man is going to be in charge of his own house? Pshita afilu kercha bevese pardash chalahavi. Everyone knows that. Even a weaver, who is the lowest of all jobs, is in charge of his own house. So it's ridiculous to make a whole royal decree that we declare a man is important in his own house. It's obvious that a man's important in his own house. And right then and there, Haman lost all credibility. Everyone realized that Haman was a fool. And that's why that gezeirah led to Haman's downfall eventually. And Gemara goes on to tell us, "Vayefkeda melech pekidim." They said, "Let the king make officers to get all the beautiful women together, so the king could choose a new wife." Amar Rav, "May dechsev kol arum yasa v'dasu chsil yifrosi velas." That a smart man acts with das, but an idiot spreads his foolishness. So kol arum yasa kadas zed David. Who's that referring to? When it says a smart man acts with knowledge, with das, that's a reference to David HaMelech. Tichsiv, Vayom Lavadav Yivakshu L'Adonai HaMelech Nara Besula, that they told David HaMelech, we should look for a Nara Besula, for a young girl to help you you out in his old age, because so kol man dehavale barta aisinele. So anyone who had a daughter would bring that daughter to him, and because everyone wanted their daughter to be chosen by the king. Uchsil yifrosi velas achashverosh. But a moron acts foolishly. That's a reference to how Achashverosh went about it. Uchsil vayafkeid hamelech pekidim. He appointed officers to get all of them together. So they saw that he wanted everybody to be brought to his palace, and he's only going to take one of them as a wife. Kalman davle barta itmuramine. So no one wanted their daughter to be subject to some game, some bachelorette game or something. They weren't interested in that, so everyone would hide their daughter from him. Megillah goes on. Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abira. The main point number four. All the different advisors of Paro in some way referred to Karbonos of the Bnei Yisrael, or Avodos of the Bnei Yisrael. So now we go on to describe Mordechai. Mordechai was Ish Yehudi Haya B'shushan Abira, Ish Yemini. It describes him as Yehudi and Yemini. So the Gemara says, my Kamar, what does that mean, that he's both Yehudi and Yemini? Ili Yichus HaKasi, if it's telling me what his Yichus is, what his family is, what tribe he comes from, Lichus HaZalad Binyamin. So let it just describe his lineage all the way to Binyamin. Elamayshna Hani, then why are these three names different in that they're mentioned in the Pasuk, but Mordechai's other, the other people that Mordechai came from the times of Binyamin, his other ancestors aren't mentioned in the Pasuk. Why does the Dafka refer to these three names, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini? So it says, Tanu Kulan al Shmo Nikru. They're all called, all of these are names that are about Mordechai. They all relate to something about Mordechai. Ben Ya'ir doesn't mean that his father's name was Ya'ir. It means Bein Sheher Einem Shalishol B'Tfilaso, that one of Mordechai's character traits was that he brightened up the eyes of the Jewish people through his tefillah. Ben Shimi doesn't mean that his father's name was Shimi. It means Ben Sheshoma El Tfilaso. He's someone whose tefillos were heard by Hashem. Shoma, Hashem heard his tefillos. Ben Kish doesn't mean his father's name was Kish. It means Shehikish Al Shari Rachim in Viniftachalo, that he knocked on the doors of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were opened up for him. Karila Yehudi, Alma Yehudi Kasi, but there's still a problem with his name, because it calls him a Yehudi, which sounds like he comes from the Shevet of Yehuda. The Karila Yemini, Alma Binyamin Kasi, but then it calls him Yemini, which makes it sound like he comes from the Shevet of Binyamin. So which is it? So the Gemara has two ways or three ways of dealing with this. First, we have Amar of Nachman, Mordechai Muchtar Binyamuso Haya. He had these names to honor both sides of his family. One is mother's side of the family, and the other is father's side of the family. I'm Rabbi Bachanan B'Shul Levi, of mi Binyamin, v'imam Yehuda, because his father was from Binyamin, his mother was from Yehuda. So he's called as both Yemini and Yehudi, because those are the two sides of his family. His father is Yemini, his mother is Yehudi. Rabbanan Amri, Mishpachos Miskaro Zubazu, that both Binyamin and Yehuda would fought, they both wanted to take credit for Mordechai. Mishpachos Yehuda, Omeres, Anagarim de Misali Mordechai. The family of Yehuda said, we caused Mordechai to be born to Lokatle, double the Shimi Ben Gera. Meaning, even though you're right, he comes from Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Yehuda took credit for Mordechai, because if David HaMelech would have killed Shimi Ben Gera, then Mordechai never would have been born. So David, who was from Shevet Yehuda, not killing Shimi Ben Gera is what allowed for a Mordechai to be born. Umishpachas Binyamin Amra Minoi Kaasi. But the family of Binyamin said, what are you talking about? He's from Binyamin. He's one of ours. So he comes from us. Rava Amar Knesset Yisrael Amar Amra L'idach Kisa. Rava says, no, the Jewish people said exactly the opposite. The Jewish people blamed the existence of Mordechai on Yehuda and Binyamin, because the people in the Jewish people at the time thought that Mordechai was a problem. They didn't like him. Nowadays we hold him up as a hero. In his own time they hated him. They said, "Ru'u ma asali Yehudi u'ma shilim liyamini." Look what Nebuch, what Shevet Yehuda and what Shevet Binyamin brought upon us. Ma asali Yehudi to lokatle David l'shimi. Why couldn't David kill Shimi? Then we never would have had to deal with Mordechai ever being born. De'selimine Mordechai de'mekani be'haman, because Mordechai is the one that's causing us all this trouble with Haman. If he would just bow to him, we'd have no problem. Umashil Neyamini, and what did Binyamin do to Lokatli Shaul La'agag? How come Shaul didn't kill Agag, the king of the king of Amalek? To sell him in a Haman, the Mitzrayim Yisrael, and that's why we have a Haman. Meaning they viewed Mordechai as much of of a problem as Haman was a problem for them. And they blamed Binyamin for the existence of Haman, and they blamed Yehuda for the existence of Mordechai. Then Rabbi Yochanan gives a different answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Li'olam mi Binyamin Kasi. Really, Mordechai came from Binyamin. But my kar le Yehudi, why is he called Yehudi? Al shum shakafar ba'avodah zarah, shakalakofar ba'avodah zarah, nikar Yehudi. Anyone who rejects avodah zarah is called a Yehudi. Kedichsiv itai govern Yehuda'in. So we see that anyone who rejects avodah zarah is called a Yehudi. So the final main point over here is Mordechai is called both Yemini and Yehudi, either because those are the two sides of his family, or because each Shevet wanted to take credit for him, or he was really from Binyamin, but Yehudi just means he rejected Avodah Zarah.